everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In California, the FBI and ATF investigators are on scene after an explosion in Palm Springs today. At least one person is dead, five others injured. It happened near the American Reproductive Centers. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
This is, if you're not familiar with this area, a really popular stretch of Palm Springs. And Palm Springs in itself is a big tourist town. So as you can imagine, you know, under normal circumstances, there would be a lot of foot traffic. There were a lot of, would be a lot of people in the area. Five people have been injured. One person has been killed.
Police say multiple buildings also sustained damage. At least 27 people are dead across three states following severe storms last night. It included a tornado outbreak, 18 deaths occurring in Kentucky alone. And the manhunt continues for seven of the 10 escapees from a New Orleans jail Friday. Authorities say three captured yesterday have been moved to a state correctional facility in Louisiana. This is ABC News. In California, five people now under arrest. Police say the suspects are believed to be linked to an organized crime ring from Colombia who dressed up as Amazon delivery drivers.
Police in Irvine, California say they have five people in jail on charges including burglary.
Everything was on the floor. Literally everything.
Homeowner Guolin Wong says he was targeted by the group and lost tens of thousands of dollars worth of valuables.
Jewelry, gong, handbags, cash, collectibles.
But he was able to catch them on security cam dressed as delivery workers. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
The strike of 450 train engineers for the third largest transit agency in the nation are on day two of their strike, demanding higher pay. New Jersey transit leaders and union representatives scheduled to meet for the first time today since the strike. More than 300,000 customers and commuters could be challenged Monday if the strike continues. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and data shows Wisconsin kids are in crisis. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ+ students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
Marsman says teens are also getting less sleep than ever before, which is foundational to their mental health. More than 20% of teens reported self-harm and nearly 25% of girls reported seriously considering suicide, according to the report. Marsman says factors like rising food insecurity, particularly among students of color, also play a significant role. She says additional support during the pandemic helped to eliminate food insecurity gaps, but now Black kids in Wisconsin are 5 times more likely to be hungry than white kids.
Some of these everyday situations really impact youth mental health, whether you're getting enough sleep, whether you are getting enough to eat, whether there's financial stability in your household. All of those are factors, and they are disproportionately impacting kids of color.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, some clouds, but warmer, highs in the upper 60s. Then rain chances return for Monday and Tuesday. High-low 60s Monday, upper 50s Tuesday, and breezy. It's 55 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Pat's still on vacation, but he returns soon, we promise. But for now, we have the return of Bach and the Doc. Dr. Kristen Lierley sits in the big chair, and we go over all the news from the weekend. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome in to Hour 2 of the Civic Media Spotlight. We go down to Madison now for a segment from the John and Gordy Show. This week, John and Gordy were live on location at Short Stack Eatery for one last time before they close later this month. They welcome on author and blogger Mike McCabe, who discusses his latest article about the absence of hope in America, due in part to an ever-increasing wealth gap.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy, resealable cardboard carton. 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely worth it. Take it from John and Gordy.
It's good stuff.
That's true. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
We are live at Short Stack Eatery one more time. They close their doors on Sunday, May 25th. And, of course, we used to broadcast here every Wednesday for quite a while. Yeah. So we thought we'd come back one more Wednesday and say goodbye to them here. But, they'll be out Sunday, May 25th. That's their last day. Right. And now Mike McCabe joins us. Good to see you, Mike.
From Substack.
Good to see you. Good to be back at Short Stack one last time.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. I remember when I was first a guest on your show and we were broadcasting from Short Stack, and I write for Substack, and then you would say a Short Stack author, Mike McCabe. And
it's still hard. We're still messing it up here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway. Good to have you here.
It's good to be back at Substack writing for Short Stack.
Okay. There you go. Exactly. That's what I always say. So your latest article at Substack is The Costliest Casualty. Tell us about that. Now, you're talking about Bill Clinton and Dick Morris. But you didn't include Newt Gingrich, who was also a major part of that situation.
Of course.
Right.
I start out with the Fleetwood Mac song, of course, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Exactly. Uh-huh. The theme of his campaign.
And that was the theme of the Clinton campaign in 1992, Don't Stop. And it was really about tomorrow. And then Dick Morris got his claws into Bill Clinton and taught him to take his opponent's ideas and make them his own. And and it really sent us down a road that has led nowhere good. And a lot of things have been wrecked in our society. And of course that wreckage has accumulated now in the last few years, and then in the last 100 days in particular.
You were talking about dead bodies on the side of the road.
Well, wait a minute.
I remember.
Well, you know, I was talking about casualties in the article and about how this road is sort of littered with carcasses. And,
yes.
And, you know, there's been a lot of things wrecked in America, but I think some of the most significant things that have been wrecked is honesty and decency and optimism. When you think about the national mood right now, we live in a very dishonest age where lying has become casual. And we live in a really indecent age where cruelty and bullying seems to be celebrated. It's no longer taboo to be cruel. It's almost cool to be cruel. And then of course optimism. You know, when you think about the national mood, there's just this sort of doom and gloom attitude about America and America's future. But to me, the costliest casualty of all has been imagination. We're sort of stuck, you know, thinking either about where we are right now and people aren't happy with that, or trying to go back to the 1920s or the 1890s or whatever.
We're
trying to figure out what's the golden age and how can we get back there, and we've stopped thinking about tomorrow. So, you know, that Fleetwood Mac song came to mind, and so I focus the rest of the article on five things that we could imagine that could make tomorrow better than today. We could get to a better place in this country. That's what the article is really all about, is trying to recapture, rediscover imagination.
Yeah. We could redo the song. Stop thinking about tomorrow.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Stop. Yeah.
So just, how do you get that creative spark back about imagination? I mean, what are your five suggestions to get there?
I started with housing, because when you think about what working class people are struggling with.
Yeah.
The cost of housing is right up there. And you know, young people, I ran into a really interesting statistic. Less than half of people under 35 are homeowners across America.
Right.
And most of them don't feel like there's any hope of them ever owning a house. But we're not thinking about, hell, the current regime is trying to cut rental assistance by 40%. That's their answer to housing, is cut rental assistance by 40%.
Yes.
But we're not talking about things like maybe prohibiting hedge funds and private equity firms and other speculators from buying up houses.
Right.
Just say hedge funds and private equity firms, you can't buy single-family residences, which they're doing out of speculation, which drives up prices for everybody else.
Mm.
And it's making a housing market that is pricing young families out of that market. And so we could do something dramatic like that. We could take a bold step like that and say, you cannot, if you're a private equity firm, you can't buy a single-family home.
Hmm. That's something that should be taken up on a state level. I believe.
Hell, I don't care whether it's taken up at the
locally
state level or federally or locally.
Yeah.
But there has to be a stand taken where housing is for people who need shelter, and housing, home ownership has always been so central to people's idea of the American dream.
Yeah.
Well, the American dream has been stolen from an awful lot of millennials and Gen Z generations, because they don't feel like they have any hope of ever getting beyond renting and getting to home ownership. Two generations now are kind of priced out of the home ownership.
Well, they're
market.
Calling it mother-in-law homes.
That's right.
And they're actually putting in small, tiny little houses in the backyard.
Yeah.
And they're really cool.
Seems to be a trend.
Above a garage.
And that's the kind of imagination that we need in our country. And that's got to become part of the national discussion, rather than simply fixating on how miserable we are about conditions now or some golden age that we'd like to return to.
We're talking with Substack blogger Mike McCabe. And okay, so we covered housing as one of the
they're doing away with Section 8 housing credits, vouchers.
Well, yeah, when they talk about cutting rental assistance by 40%,
right,
central to that is to try
Section
to get
eight.
Rid of Section 8.
Yes.
And that's been that's their answer to the housing crisis, is let's take away assistance from low-income renters.
It's devastating. I talked to a lot of people in Section 8 doing the census, and it is just, I can't imagine them not having that help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what are some of the other ideas to maybe spark some imagination and look at the future.
Again, when you talk about working class people, particularly the younger ones,
yeah.
child care is
huge, wrecking yeah.
family budgets.
Yes.
It is so expensive and long waiting lists and all of that. And so that got me to thinking, we have the centerpiece of our way of supporting children and families is a K-12 education system, which dates all the way back to the 19th century.
Yeah.
And if you were starting over and trying to imagine a system today, you wouldn't create a K-12 system. You'd create a P-14 system where it would start with preschool.
Exactly, yes.
Basically at infancy or just shortly thereafter. Yeah. And it would continue at least 2 years beyond a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Because
an associate's degree.
The K-12 system was created at a time when most people were living off the land.
Right.
Everybody was working right there on the farm.
Yeah.
And then when industrialization happened and people went off to the factories, somebody stayed at home to take care of the kids.
Right.
And now we've got two-income families, and both parents have to work in order to make ends meet.
Just to survive, yeah.
Yeah, in order to pay for that mortgage, right?
Right.
And so we have a system that is ill-suited to our times, and we should have a P-14 system, preschool to at least 2 years beyond high school, because with today's economy, is a high school diploma going to be enough to make you really employable and really able to do what you need to do in the workplace? No.
No.
So we've got to think about a system suited to our time, and we haven't had a good discussion about that either. We're trying to protect K-12 education, but we're not thinking about what we should imagine for the future that actually makes sense for the way Americans live today and how the economy works.
Well, the way the megas talk now, it is just in high school education. That's what they're talking about. But that isn't going to do it. They need special training. They need extra training. And then on top of that, you know, we're sitting here watching them hold on to a tremendous amount of surplus money in the state, which isn't really surplus money. It should be spent. It should be spent on us, but they're holding it up because they want to give it away as a tax cut. So they don't want to pay for child care, which they know is a huge problem, growing problem, festering problem in this country, but they're not going to spend it on us. That's why we pay taxes, for these kind of situations to be solved.
Yep.
And they're not going to do it. They're saving the money for a tax cut. So that's me on the soapbox again.
That's okay.
Damn it.
We'll let you get right back on the soapbox in just a minute here. This portion of John and Gordy live at Short Stack Eatery, brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors back in 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. They have two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side, or go to their website, verlo.com. You can check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. We are live at Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, just for another few minutes here before we wrap up. And we will be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning. If you'd like to find out more about what Short Stack is doing, you can check out their email. They're going to be selling everything in the building here.
Yeah.
Go to shortstackeatery@gmail.com.
Oh, you want my chair?
Not yet. We'll keep it for another few minutes.
Somebody bought my chair.
Back with more of John and Gordy in a moment. Oh, no, don't take his chair.
The John and Gordy Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WMDX weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
Between 2010 and 2019, 6,000 child care programs closed. When COVID hit, they were like, we can't do this again. So they invested in us. And now our state is going to be one of six. They took the federal dollars, but our state does zero. You're looking at 25% closing. I am likely going to be one of them.
This would be good to know if you would like to perhaps call your representative.
Yes. Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect to people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we go to a segment from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. While Pat was on vacation this week, Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang fill in. They welcomed on Wisconsin Representative Francesca Hong to the show, and she criticized Wisconsin Republicans for ignoring their constituents.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat is on vacation this week. I've been co-hosting with Angela Lang all week, and I've been enjoying doing so, and I hope you're enjoying listening to the program all across the Civic Media Radio Network. And Angela and I are now joined by Representative Francesca Hong. Representative Hong, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
I wanted to start just with your reaction to what the Joint Finance Committee did last week, and I hate calling it the Joint Finance Committee. It's not joint. It's overwhelmingly Republican, and the Republicans just do what they want to do. There's no bipartisanship whatsoever there. Tell me about your reaction.
It's no surprise at this point the Republicans have absolutely no interest in actually meeting the needs of their communities, let alone listening to their constituents. So when they voted out 612 of the governor's proposal, everything from healthy school meals for all to eliminating lead out of our waters, other environmental protections, legalizing cannabis, fully funding our public schools. This is now the fourth budget where they've just not even brought any of those proposals up for debate. They're starting at what we call back to base. And, you know, even though thousands of Wisconsinites showed up at these listening sessions to tell those folks to their face what they needed for their communities, Mark Lyne and Bourne decided, nah, we're just going to do the bidding of Robin Voss again.
It makes a mockery of so-called listening sessions there if they're just not going to listen at all.
Yeah.
Precisely.
A waste of folks' time. So thinking about like how you organize in this like political climate, right? This isn't your first rodeo. You've been dealing with, you know, some of your colleagues across the aisle for years now. And we had State Rep Christian Phelps on earlier in the week, and I asked a similar question I want to pose to you. And I think it tees up for something else I want to mention is how do you all like organize understanding these? And I say organize, I don't use that term with every elected official, but you are an organizer and like how you show up and whatnot too. How do you all like navigate this moment, understanding the political climate, and how are we able to bring folks together? And I also want to leave space to talk about some news from earlier this month that involved you and one of the things that you helped start at the legislature, but how you all see like different ways of tools to be able to combat this political environment we're in.
I think every elected official needs to be an organizer. And one of the first things that makes a great organizer is one, you leave your insecurities at the door, and two, you actively listen. I think it's the first step in organizing is that you have to meet the folks whose lived experiences are most impacted by policy and oftentimes too often power and corruption that's happening at the government level. And so organizing requires leaving your ego at the door, actively listening to the needs of your communities, and then really assessing how, you know, the team that you're working in, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and who is best suited to go have really meaningful conversations to build trusted relationships. Because people right now have no reason to trust politicians. I mean, truly. And so how do we make sure that we are surrounding ourselves with people who are willing to open up conversations about, hey, these are policy decisions. The reason your schools are struggling and you're having to go to referenda, and this was over 421 referenda that were put up for votes back in 2024. These are why these things are happening. Identify some of the villains and really, you know, share the power. It's not just necessarily about empowering, but how do you provide opportunities for other folks to really be the community leaders leaders that they are and help you organize. And I think, especially right now, Representative Phelps and I are really fortunate that we have amazing community organizers who have chosen to trust us to bear the burden and responsibility of having to say what's going on in the legislature when people, rightfully so, may not choose to tune out. And so that's, I think it's back to basics when I think about how we organize in this moment as legislators. And it's really providing spaces for other folks to lead and then making sure that they have, you know, the knowledge about what Robin Voss is doing, how to identify that villain, what some of the things we can do in our community while we try to build power in the Capitol and take care of one another. So that's what I'm encouraging a lot of members to think about. It's just a lot when you also have, you know, fascists at your door and looking at you in your face, telling you don't go back to your community with anything.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned talking about folks with lived experiences, and I really want to lift up, because I am proud, although I think it's long overdue, and congratulations that earlier this month, there is now an Asian caucus at the legislature. And I think that's really important because I have an article pulled up. Being the first means nothing if you're the last, right? And when you were the first Asian state rep in Wisconsin, just, it feels like not that long ago, right? And then now there's enough to be able to have a caucus. And I bring this up because I do think that it's part of the organizing that you're talking about centering people's lived experiences and centering community experiences. So I just wanted to give you a moment to, one, give you your flowers for being able to help bring folks together and be able to have this caucus, but also your vision and how you think this kind of plays into being able to build as well.
Well, I really appreciate that. Yes, we just need two people to create a caucus in the legislature. So when Representative Renuka Mayadev here in my neighboring district in Madison and Representative Angelito Tenorio, who represents the West Allis area, were elected, you know, just personally, I felt this immense sense of relief and pride. We often, as, you know, leaders of color, we get pulled in a lot of directions. You're ripe for disappointment. And one of the worst things, you know, is disappointing your communities. And when there are fewer of us or only one of us, trying to figure out how best to uplift the diversity of your community. The Asian community is one of the most diverse diasporas. It's a lot of pressure. And so personally, to have Renuka and Angelito with me there, I think is only going to make me a better legislator. And in terms of more than representation, right? It's not enough just to have folks who may look like you in the halls of power. It's really about, again, how do we share the power that we have, and how do we create platforms for folks, not necessarily to have us be their voice, but for folks to be able to bring their voice to spaces of influence. And really, we have a responsibility to make government accessible, right? So for folks who, you know, I think each of us has to make ourselves more accessible than other representatives, because people for the first time, maybe, you know, learning about the state legislature, what it does, how to get engaged and be a part of a state government that is supposed to be working for them.
You talk about accessibility. What do you tell people who are living in districts where their elected officials aren't accessible?
I was in Wautoma and Green Lake over the weekend, and I have to tell you, rural organizers are exceptional, and they are showing up in hundreds, and they don't care if their Republican representative or senator is not there. They are there to share stories. They are there to affirm their neighbors' struggles, but also work together to try to figure out how do we get to Madison and hold these folks accountable at their doorstep. And so I think those folks, I tell them, look to your community.
That's good advice. Please stay with us for the next segment. I want to hear from you, Representative Hong, about the Economic Bill of Rights. We'll be right back on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Eagle 1490 AM. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In California, the FBI and ATF investigators are on scene after an explosion in Palm Springs today. At least one person is dead, five others injured. It happened near the American Reproductive Centers. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
This is, if you're not familiar with this area, a really popular stretch of Palm Springs. And Palm Springs in itself is a big tourist town. So as you can imagine, you know, under normal circumstances, there would be a lot of foot traffic. There were a lot of, would be a lot of people in the area. Five people have been injured. One person has been killed.
Police say multiple buildings also sustained damage. At least 27 people are dead across three states following severe storms last night. It included a tornado outbreak, 18 deaths occurring in Kentucky alone. And the manhunt continues for seven of the 10 escapees from a New Orleans jail Friday. Authorities say three captured yesterday have been moved to a state correctional facility in Louisiana. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Twins tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers host the hottest team in baseball right now, the Minnesota Twins, who've won 12 in a row. Last night, the Twins beat the crew 3-0. But manager Pat Murphy was impressed with how 26-year-old right-hander Chad Patrick held up through six innings.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff to pitch up here and pitch in big situations. I mean, yeah, he didn't have his best stuff early. He'll be the first to tell you I was behind in the count. I didn't throw the ball great. They battled for the last four innings and got through it.
I asked Patrick if he was able to move on despite giving up a pair of runs early on.
Yeah, you know, after the second inning, I was just trying to get as deep as I possibly could. Just, you know, got to control what I can control out there and execute what I'm trying to do.
And the Brewers made a trade with the Yankees, bringing back lefty Rob Zastrzynski, who was with the team last summer. They've optioned reliever Elvis Piguero. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, some clouds, but warmer, highs in the upper 60s. Then rain chances return for Monday and Tuesday. High-low 60s Monday, upper 50s Tuesday, and breezy.
It's 55 right now.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
We're doing this day without childcare. What we do is we talk about what would happen, what would it look like if we didn't have childcare. But we also talk about what could it be? What can we do to change the system? I love all the protests. I love all the people speaking out against things. But we also need to participate in democracy by saying what we want and what we need and talk to our reps that way. So that's what this event is all about.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. For Mental Health Awareness Month, Todd Alba welcomed on positive psychology coach Kira Sabin for the first of a three-part series. Today, she focuses on control in our personal lives and the world. What can we actually control?
Show the Civic Media Radio Network on a busy Thursday afternoon, 35 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Indeed, we're going to get to Candy in just a minute. But again, I know some of the local stations are cutting away for specific longer forecasting, but I know we have listeners all across the state. They travel, and just want to give you the latest on what's happening in weather. There is a tornado watch in effect for essentially all of Wisconsin, except for the far, far northwestern and northern counties. Basically, counties that touch the UP are not included, but for the rest of the state, a tornado watch in effect essentially until 10 p.m. tonight. And right now, we have a line of thunderstorms which go just north and west of Madison now, up through La Crosse area, and then into the Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire area, and further up and north of the Twin Cities. All this entire line right now is moving to the west, pardon me, the east and northeast, and it is spawning some tornado warnings as we go through the afternoon. The latest one I want to get to and let people know about is a tornado warning in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon, and it includes parts of Chippewa County, Dunn County, Eau Claire County, and Pepin County. And that is until 4 p.m. And so this is going to include certain municipalities in our listening area. Certainly, if you're listening to us on WCFW, the TAP in the Eau Claire area, this includes the official warnings for the western side of Eau Claire. Also includes Menominee, Lake Halley, Elk Mound, Hoffman Hills Recreational Area, and the Menominee Airport and Tainter Lake. So that tornado warning in effect until 4 p.m. In these areas where you have tornado warnings, should seek shelter immediately. If you don't have a basement, go to the interior space like a bathroom or something like that. Always a good idea to take a blanket or a pillow with you and get down to the lowest part of your home or wherever you're at and protect yourself. Certainly don't go outside, take pictures. If you're traveling in a car, if you're listening to us as you're traveling, if you're able to, pull off alongside the road. If you can't get to an interior shelter, they say to get out of the vehicle and get into a low-lying ditch area. So, again, tornado warnings right now for the Eau Claire area and Menominee until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Also, now we have a brand new tornado warning, which is just south of Amory. This is in effect until, let's see here. It appears this one in effect till 4 p.m. as well for parts of St. Croix County. So people listening to us on the Amory station, this affects just south of Amory in the Clear Lake area, and that tornado warning going until 4 p.m. as well. On the less severe side, still though a severe thunderstorm watch and the warning, rather, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect for a few more minutes yet, and that is in eastern Richland County and western Sauk County, affects the Loganville area and Reedsburg. So for those listening on WRCE and Richland Center, be aware of that. Again, individual stations will continue to stay with us as we go throughout the afternoon.
Yes, and Roger and Stevens Point texted in with an important update that the NOAA, the NOAA weather radio stations out of the Green Bay Weather Office, are off the air for scheduled maintenance. So I know that's far away from the affected area at the moment, but if that is a service you rely on, the National Weather Service radios out of Green Bay, you'll want to make sure you have another source of information, whether it's TV or a different radio station.
All right. Very good. That's great information. We appreciate that, Zomers, and listeners sending that in as well. All right. Back to regularly scheduled programming, as they say, at 38 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's do it quickly. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing as far as freebies involved. Tomorrow, though, tune in. We have Brewer tickets for you. But this is just your chance to have your voices heard all across Wisconsin on Civic Media's 11 news talk sports stations. You might be, maybe you're in a storm shelter chilling, Always good to have supplies, Zombers, during these times. You have what's a bottle of water and a snack? Perhaps you're a Reese's or an M&M fan. Here's the category. What's worse, M&M's or Reese's Pieces? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, M&M's or Reese's Pieces?
I can already hear some people right now saying, what's worse? I love them both.
But me too.
Just me too. But, yeah. You know, maybe you interpret it, what's worse for your waistline. Well, maybe you interpret it, what's worse because you have a peanut allergy. I mean, there are reasons one could be worse than the other.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, M&M's or Reese's Pieces? 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Android or Apple device today. You go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media pops up, cute CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. Won't cost you a dime. Gail King at CBS, she calls it a deal.
At least for their app.
For their app. I think she calls this our app that as well. In all seriousness, now tomorrow, our big Brewer Friday giveaway for four Brewer tickets. Be listening all day long. Each show across the network will give you a word to text in. You can only play via the Civic Media app. And at the end of the day, the computer will pull out randomly one winner. And that individual will have four tickets in our club level seats for a game to be named later. No, it's a specific game. Tomorrow, May 16th, tomorrow will be for the May 21st game against Baltimore, the Orioles. How about
that? Which is next week, Wednesday.
Yeah. So we always do it a few days. The tickets are always for, it won't be for that day, that Friday, but in advance. So tomorrow's tickets we're giving away on our show, on Jane Matinair's show, on Tom Hartman, on Pat Kreitlow and Maggie Dawn, and then a couple of the local morning shows. The tickets for tomorrow are for May 21st. But be listening tomorrow all across Civic for your chances to win that free Brewers giveaway. What's worse, M&M's or Reese's Pieces? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steve in Milwaukee on the Civic Media app texts in and says, just a preference, but I'd rather have the M&M's because I prefer the mini cups. Oh, like the Reese's, like the mini cups of Reese's,
peanut butter cups. Yeah.
Zomers, what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, I think we have to clarify, in my mind, I'm limiting this to the base normal M&Ms, because if you include all varieties of M&Ms, this is not a fair contest.
Right.
Because you get so many different kinds of flavors. You get peanut M&Ms, which are probably the best M&M, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Peanut butter M&Ms. You got caramel M&Ms. You got pretzel M&Ms. You got mini M&Ms if you're feeling spicy. There are so many.
Right.
And Reese's Pieces is mostly just the one. If you're limiting it to the base flavors, I think I have to say M&M's are worse because I love peanuts and peanut butter so much.
I don't disagree with you. Megan, here at right in the office, she's listening. Megan says Reese's Pieces are worse only because there's less variety of flavors, but I love them both. Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Because to Zomers, you have peanut M&Ms, you have regular M&Ms. I think they even have like mint M&Ms.
Oh, there's so many now.
Yeah, there's all kinds of flavors of M&Ms. That's a great point. Pardon me. Yeah,
If we're including all the flavors, then I'm going to say Reese's Pieces are worse.
All right. Roger in Stevens Point says, I prefer the milk chocolate M&Ms. However, they do have the chocolate and peanut butter M&Ms in the shell, and those are pretty good too. Oh, those are really good too. Sorry. I want to make sure they get the adjective there. Lynn in Oconomowoc on WAUK says, I'm allergic to peanuts, Todd, so Reese's Pieces are worse.
It's a very good reason.
It's a very good reason. You don't have to have an EpiPen just to enjoy Reese's Pieces. Also, we have Lori listening up there in beautiful Hayward. Make sure you're prepared for those storms up there, Lynn or Lori, up in Hayward. On WBZH, the buzz of the North, she says, I love Zomer's analytical mind, and I love them both, especially peanut M&Ms, Lori from Hayward. Well, how about that? You have a fan for your analytical mind, Zomers.
Thank you, Lori. And yeah, peanut M&Ms, I agree, are the best.
I'm going to say what's worse. I'm going to say only because I can kind of stop eating M&Ms. I have a hard time stopping eating Reese's Pieces.
You know what?
Once I start.
Yeah.
And so you could say, I could say that Reese's Pieces are worse because I can't stop eating them. But I think the point of the category is I'm going to say M&Ms are the worst candy because I can stop eating them. If I have a bag of Reese's Pieces in the truck, it's going to be gone by the time I get to the stop I'm going to.
Yeah, M&Ms, I can say I'll have a few. But Reese's Pieces, you open a container, the container will be empty before you are done eating.
Reese's Pieces, I have a few. I ate them my way. I don't know. Anyway, but I want to call in 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, M&Ms or Reese's Pieces? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Also, the Civic Media app. All right. We have time to start out the Kamari McGee. We promoed this. So I want to make sure we get to it. It's graduation time of the year right now. Of course, UW-Madison, some of the colleges already have had their commencement ceremonies. High schools will start having theirs. I'm headed up to Eau Claire, speaking of the Chippewa Valley. And in all seriousness, we have a number of, pardon me, storm warnings, including tornado warnings out right now for Chippewa Valley, including Menominee and parts, the western part of Eau Claire right now until 4 p.m., so be aware of that. But Kamari McGee, one of the graduating seniors at the University of Wisconsin men's basketball team, spoke at the athletic banquet this week. And he talked about what it was like, his journey, and being a Badger. So we're going to start this. Maybe we'll continue on the other side of the break. But here's a little bit of Kamari McGee on what it means to graduate and be a Badger.
Good evening. How's everybody doing? So y'all making it easy already. I love that. I won't get up here and lie and say that I'm not nervous to get his speech. I'm not sure who agrees with me, but prepping for this was not as easy as prepping for a game. But first and foremost, I'd like to give a special shout out to all the parents, coaches, and administrators who are here in attendance on behalf of my fellow athletes, because without you, we would not be in the place that we're in today. Now, to my peers, everyone take a deep breath. We made it to yet another graduation, and this time, it's the big one. This is the day we've all dreamed of since we were little kids, and it's finally here. I know it's a happy day because we're graduating, but it's okay to feel a little sadness in there. These are some of the best days of our lives, even when the days weren't the prettiest. All the blood, sweat, and tears that we put into our sports led us right to this moment. These are the times we made friends that we never knew we needed in our lives. We were able to find joy in our sports and in our everyday lives outside of our sport. I am truly blessed to call myself a Badger. Being a part of this community not only helped me better myself, it also helped me learn why it's so important to help others as well. The way this place builds character and makes you step out of your comfort zone to help someone other than yourself is amazing. All throughout my years here, I've seen all athletes from all programs going out of their way to put a smile on someone else's faces, and that doesn't go unnoticed. I'm one of many stories sitting here in this room today. My journey here was not always the easiest. My first year here was probably the toughest year of my life. After being known as a top player on my previous teams, it was hard adjusting to the new role that I was given. There were many times where I was uncertain if I belonged at this level and even thought about hanging up the jersey early.
Kamari McGee for the men's basketball team talking at the Badger Banquet this week. Come back and pick up the final portion of his speech. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on a Thursday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The biggest thing that happens in Wisconsin's state government every 2 years is the state budget. And last week at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers took a step forward in the process by voting out more than 600 measures from Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. This has become a familiar step in this era of divided government. This is now the fourth budget proposal that Evers has put forward, and each one has been met with a similar fate. Even as this has become the custom, it doesn't have to be this way. Republicans could honestly engage with this budget and debate it on its merits. There are good, smart proposals here on everything from health care to education to child care to environmental protection. And if there are items here they disagree on, make the case. Have the debate. But by voting everything out and starting from scratch, they are letting down the people of Wisconsin they are elected to represent by refusing to have this debate on a very basic level. We should expect better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to Nightlife with Peach Wabba. The Schwabinator welcomed on guys from Comedy City into Pier, and they play an improv game called Advice Line.
Welcome back. Tomorrow night on the show, we've got artist Nate Vomhoff. Am I saying that right, Conrad?
You are.
Nate Vomhoff, and it is a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr will be here with Most Excellent Tunes. She is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media every Saturday night, so we'll do all of that tomorrow night. And right now, this is exciting. I've got the guys from Comedy City here. Nick, Nico, and Scott are in the studio. We've gotten to know them a little bit last segment, and now they're going to perform. All right, so let's put it out to texters, you guys. Do you have a specific something they can send in that can help you in a scene?
Yeah, we're looking for at least three suggestions here. An emotion,
okay.
An occupation, or a hobby. So those are going to help us set up some characters that will be giving out some advice here as well.
Emotion, occupation.
And a hobby.
Okay.
In addition to these suggestions, eventually we'll be asking if anyone has any questions out there. Maybe they need some advice on finances, love, auto repair. I don't know. We'll find out what that might be.
So Brian from Green Bay says newspaper carrier. Mm-hmm. All right. It could be an occupation or a hobby. Mm-hmm. Or an emotion if you really throw yourself into your work,
it's
right?
It's very newsies.
right. It's very newsies, exactly. What do you think, Con? Let's get these guys started, and then if we get more texts, we can share those. We've got newspaper carrier.
Terrified.
Okay. And then should we say that was an occupation, so we'll do hobby. How about stamp collecting?
Gotcha.
One of those dull. No, it's probably fun for some people.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Comedy City Advice Time. I'm your host, Albert Watershed, and I've got three panelists here ready to dole out all of life's greatest advice. So let's meet them first. Panelist number one.
My name's Trevor Jones. My job primarily is just to make sure people know things. And I'm looking forward to make sure people know everything, and it's just extra, it's extra great.
Thank you, Trevor. Panelist number two, please introduce yourself.
My name is Tyler, and I've never actually been on the radio before. I'm just here. My doctor told me to get out more, and I should not be as afraid of things, but is that good?
Yes, thank you, Tyler. Okay. And panelist number three.
Hi, my name is Roberta, and I am a professional stamp collector.
All right. Well, thank you, panelists. Do we have a question from our audience?
I have one more. Someone just texted, how do I get my girlfriend there? I won't use the actual word.
Okay. Well, Roberta, I think you might be the best suited to help us on this one. What do you say?
That makes me uncomfortable to talk about it. I would just make sure that you make sure you give him the correct postage, if you know what I mean.
Oh, thank you. Trevor.
What I would do is I just aim, you know, work it. Just aim right there and aim just a little bit higher than you think you need to aim. And you just whip right in. If that don't work, that's what the personals are for. And you just go there, find a new girlfriend. Yeah, one who's easier to please.
All right. And then Tyler.
I have to talk to a girl. Oh.
Thank you, Tyler. All right. I believe that covers everything some of you might need to know about the subject. Well, maybe it'll help you. That's up for you to decide.
That was great. Comedy City, they are here in the studio tonight. And that was just, what is that? Have a title, that game or that bit or something?
Yeah, we just call it Advice Column.
Advice Column.
Yeah, there's plenty of variations on the game. Sometimes we work it like a dating game. So all three people are contestants trying to win someone's love. It's really great when bachelorette parties come into the club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you put the bachelorette up there. We have her leave the room, and then we get all the dirt on their fiancé. And then someone just takes on their characteristics to see if they notice. It is an absolute blast.
That's fantastic. We have about, I would say, 3 minutes before a break. Do you guys have something you could do for a few minutes just to carry us through the rest of the
segment? Yeah, let's do some bar jokes.
Okay. Bar jokes. Oh, yeah, I love it. All right. Yeah. Comedy City in the studio. This is bar jokes.
All right. We will need another occupation from one of you two.
Doctor.
Doctor. Okay. A doctor walks into a bar.
Doctor walks into a bar and bartender says, "Hey, what do you have?" And doctor says, "I'll take a shot." They're not all great.
Yeah. I didn't think about that for a second. So simple. Yeah. I'm ashamed of myself.
We're buying time for everyone else.
Doctor walks into a bar and he goes, "Hey, bartender, give me a drink." And he bumps into someone next to me. He goes, "Whoa, whoa, hey, stop being so physical."
A doctor walks into a bar, sits down, orders a fancy martini. Bartender is taking his sweet time, and the doctor is getting really frustrated, and he goes, "Come on, buddy. What is it? Brain surgery back there?"
Doctor's working behind the bar, and a guy comes up, and he's got a cold, and he starts coughing. And the doctor goes, "Hey, turn your head and cough."
Doctor walks into a bar. He goes, "Hey, bartender, I was wondering, can I get a beer?" And he goes, "Sure." He gives him a beer, and then like 3 hours later, he realizes, "Wow, you're still really nursing that, aren't you?"
Let's change up. We'll do another joke style here real quick. Pickup lines, but we'll keep them appropriate. We got 2 minutes? All right.
You can stretch it a little.
All right, can we get a... Let's get an animal.
Sloth.
Oh, nice.
Hey, baby, are you a sloth? Because I'd like to take my time.
All right.
That's the panic.
Oh, I got one. Hey, you guys. That was a Goonies reference. Okay.
Sloth.
Hey, you guys. Yeah. See, I was doing my sloth joke. It just
took a while.
He had to get to the bar to do the pickup lines first, and he was trying to cross a road.
Let's get a popular board game.
Life.
Game of Life. All right.
The pickup lines.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, if you spin the wheel right, I just might give you 3 kids.
We'll do this. We're going to do a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have a few more minutes with Comedy City, and we'll tell you where you can get tickets and what they have coming up. This is Nightlight with Peach Baba on the Civic Media Radio Network. We want to come along. Word up. Talk. Just move right beyond.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll from storms and tornadoes sweeping across the Midwest and South has risen to at least 27, most in southern Kentucky. 78-year-old Lonnie Nance huddled in his home's hallway with his family when the twister tore through.
I was hoping that it was just my house, you know, not everybody else's, but when we got out, I seen the whole neighborhood was leveled down.
Thousands are without power, the governor declaring a state of emergency, and those deadly twisters also targeting Missouri, at least five people killed and dozens injured in St. Louis. The FBI and ATF sending resources to Palm Springs, California, where an explosion rocked a fertility clinic today. At least five people injured, the suspect believed to be dead, say sources. An urgent search today following that mass escape from a New Orleans jail. Authorities saying 10 men got out. Three have thus far been recaptured. This is ABC News. The strike.